For example, you build a castle and then someone built like some like little feature in there where you pull a lever and there's like a little thing where a liquor bottle comes out or something. It's like that probably wasn't designed into the house, but the builder wanted to add that in. Very cool, unique little Easter egg to the home. You find that sometimes in older homes, shit like that. Just whatever. If I'm building this large project with someone that's not supposed to be a pipe, there may be a spot where, like, if you put a nail here and your mouth over here, you can smoke it. And, like, just this one part. Like, and it won't be, like, offensive or anything. It'll just be like, no one will know. I'll know. No one will know. Like, it won't even be advertised. It'll be hanging, hopefully, in the lobby of a hotel. Someday I'll walk in there and I'll look up with my cane and I'll be like, that's a pipe. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 165 of the podcast. On today's episode, we're going to brew some coffee. Got this really fun glass apparatus here. Definitely not paraphernalia, definitely just for brewing coffee. Had a lot of fun with this. Found a way to modify the Dr. Dabber base so that, you know, we could do a little pour over. Pour over this in there, get it going, dude. Oh, beautiful. But yeah, we've been busy over here, as you can see, doing important work. These are the things, this is how you should spend your time. It's turning products into something you can not only brew coffee through, but also smoke. Some hazelnut brewing. It's wonderful. And yes, this is smokable. Dr. Dabber's warming up right now. I figured we'd start the episode of this. Had a lot of fun with this, and I wanted to show it not only on Instagram, but gotta show it on the podcast too. I'm gonna have to stand up to hit it though, because it's not a small piece of glass. We'll know here when this Dr. Dabber turns green. You'll see it's a pretty sweet unit. It's got like a quartz insert in it and everything. It's really cool. There it goes. Keeps going. That was nice. And you know, when it's all said and done, you got a coffee too. It's so fun. Not very practical. Not even something I'm going to sell. You wouldn't believe how many people reached out for one of these. Pretty crazy. Even like the people who own Dr. Dabber are like, yo, let us order one of those. But for me, this was just purely for fun. Bump that right there for now. Woo wee. Get that out of there. So we don't make a mess. Beautiful. You know, slight cleanup, but that's why they make microfiber towels, dude. Swipe off that there. Perfect. Well, now we're ready. Now we're really ready to beginning. Beginning. I'm not ready to beginning. Dude, I'll tell you what. Clearly not ready. A lot of big changes this week, though. I have a new glass floor starting today. He's literally out there training right now, seeing if he's got what it takes. And then a couple weeks from now, we start on our quartz journey. And our quartz worker, someone that actually for many years worked and operated with Eternal Quartz back in the day. So it's a very skilled person that knows way more than I or Pat know about quartz. And it's going to be really awesome to have someone around here that, like, having, like, bringing people on that know more than you about different stuff, that's how you make your shit better. It's, like, Yeah, it's great to hire someone that you can like bring up and train. Like that's cool too, but it's also really cool if you have the opportunity to bring on someone that's like skilled and knows shit. I just can't wait to see what we learn working with him. And yeah, just learning about quartz and stuff. And my God, the setup. We're gonna have a full fucking quartz shop here at Bear Mountain now. It's gonna be wild. I've been putting a ton of time into finishing up that cold working room so that we can have it for the quartz and for all the Boros stuff we want to do. Because having these like big lapidary wheels that we can actually flat lap like the whole bottom of like a whole piece if we wanted to and make everything like machine sharp. There's just so many cool things you can do besides just the quartz work we're gonna do. And I also just sent a box of five different pieces to Jolly Roger, the folks over at Puffco, for them to test out because they've been really eager to get some since I've been making them for the past year. They've been wanting to get some on, in their hands so they could just test them out and smoke them, post them on their streams. But yeah, I hope they're stoked. I've like the ones I sent them, I've made them for a year now. These newest batches are so much like more refined, they're a little smaller. But like anything, you start doing it, you find ways of doing it better and better and better. There's also a very silly piece I'm working on right now. It is an RBR of RBRs. Let me tell you what. This thing is honestly, it's a mashup of a few different RBR concepts from years ago, but now I have the skills and the equipment to actually try to pull this off. But it's an RBR inside of an RBR, and then wrapping around it in almost like a spiral staircase around the main can of the RBR. We have an RBR right here. Wrapping around the can like a spiral staircase is five more micro RBRs. And then on top of the drain here is another RBR. And then it has an ash catcher that's another RBR. So like it's an RBR inside the, it's like an RBR inside an RBR. The perk is an RBR. Hopefully the perk makes a tornado inside itself as well. But it's an RBR inside an RBR with a spiral staircase of RBRs wrapping around it with an RBR on top of the mouthpiece and ash catcher. Because in the past, I've done an RBR with an RBR on the mouthpiece and an RBR ash catcher. This thing is a whole nother animal. It's big. It's powerful. It's like a juggernaut, but it's got like a fucking foot on it too. It's not just like the blown out hollow foot. It's also got like a rim around the edge, so it's extra stable. It's massive. I've been working on it for a couple days. This does not mean I'll complete it. hopefully next podcast we're looking at it and enjoying it, but till then, it is just a concept and it's a journey I'm currently, it's ongoing. It's not complete yet. But I hope we can pull it off. I hope I can pull it off today. By the end of the day, hopefully I can post a fucking video on Instagram and be like, look at this. Like, it's nothing I would ever sell. That's the funny thing. And I think that's what some of these like newer people that are like starting to like train here and like even like my guy Pat that helps me run everything, he like watches me like spend so much time on something that he knows I'm not gonna sell. I'm gonna spend days on it. He's like, you could have spent days making an extra wholesale order and maybe like paying for something or paying for a bill, but instead you're he respects he does he's like, dude, he's like, I don't know many glassblowers that would spend so much time on something they're not gonna get paid for, but respect. But to me it's like I wanna show people this shit. Even if it's like it's stupid, that's the point. Like if for a moment I can show someone something that makes them just like either go, that's dumb and laugh, or that's dumb and walk away, whatever, some sort of reaction that makes them just react. I don't know. I'm already too stoned off this Dr. Dabber to make sense. That thing fucking rips. It's different than a Puffco. A Puffco, I mean, me and my wife smoke our Puffco Peak every night. The Puffcos fucking rip. They work really, really well, but this is different heat out. It's definitely different the way it heats up the hash. It's got a quartz insert. This to me reminds me more of like an e-nail, whereas the Puffco reminds me of a very refined electronic vaporizer, where this reminds me of like an e-nail, where because the inside of this thing is actually a quartz bucket that is essentially induction heat. So it's like a coil wrapped around a quartz bucket. So it's a portable e-nail essentially. That's literally what this is. That's exactly, they made a portable e-nail that works really well and it like has great battery life, super stable. I'm gonna make an RBR for it for sure. But this was too perfect of a setup not to turn it into a coffee maker. I mean, come on. Even when I had the coffee thing on top of it, there's people that aren't familiar with the new Switch 2 that were like, "What kind of coffee maker is that?" Like, they're genuinely curious of what type of coffee maker it was because it was intriguing to them. I got so much engagement on it just from like coffee people. And then within 4 or 5 seconds of the video, it's like, "Oh, it's coffee. Very cool. This is interesting. Different looking." Then now I start smoking it. So I give people 4 or 5 seconds of being like, "Oh, what is this?" You know, because you catch new eyes, you're able to break the algorithm if you can sneak in the paraphernalia into something else. I tell you, next thing I'm gonna do is gonna turn a KitchenAid mixer into a fucking smokable. I'm gonna make a jacketed bowl that clips into the KitchenAid mixer, and while it's spinning, I'm gonna be ripping it. Highly dangerous, highly dangerous. But it's gonna be that's the next thing. I'm gonna start going to Bed Bath & Beyond and kitchen stores and picking out things that I go, I can make a glass adapter for that that I could smoke. Blenders, anything. This is the problem when you give someone like me skills and equipment and measuring tools, is I can start making precise things that you can hook into other people's shit and make it paraphernalia. Like, you're getting on the airplane. No, this is a KitchenAid mixer. Sorry, sir. Like, it's not a drug pipe. It's like, you can get it on. I'm just saying, you could maybe we could have things that are smokable that we can travel with that just people don't even know. Remember the Pringle cans that weren't Pringle cans that you'd hide stuff in? I don't know. We had them in high school. Either way, I had nothing to hide, but I still had one. I thought it was cool. Nothing in it. Maybe some jelly bracelets. Either way. Point is, it's fun to do things like this for me because it's kind of like a prank. It's kind of comedic, but it's also a show of skill because this isn't easy. I promise. I promise that some of the things I'm doing are like, I could better use my time to display it in a way where maybe people would be like, "Oh, skillful and art." But for me, I much prefer this. Like, I much prefer this route. It's more fun for me. And at the end of the day, I find that if I'm not having fun, then I have a difficult time motivating myself to come in at 4 in the morning every day and work my little butt off. I must maintain fun. If there's no fun, I'm not going to work hard. I can work hard to provide if I have to for my family, like any person. But at the end of the day, it's the fun part of it that really, like, that's the shit that'll get you in here extra early. Like, days that I get to open the kiln and there's something in there that I'm like really excited to see, I'll be getting in here way too early. I'm like, I've got to find a way to harness this super excitement I'm feeling right now and have it on normal days when I'm just fulfilling my big orders I have to do and stuff. You know, but that's the balance of being a creative or someone that likes to do art and then also being someone who's like a business owner and trying to think of like, you know, how to manage things so it makes sense. It's interesting. And then also smoking weed the whole time. It's crazy. It's crazy that what we do. I'm grateful there's so many people that want to help though. I really wish that like the world was a little bit more healed right now because I have so many people that want, I don't want to miss the opportunity. There's so many people that want to like come work with us and like help build different ends of the business, not just the glass, but other things from content to like everything. Like it's all different shit. And it's like, God, dude, why is everything gonna be so expensive, bro? Like, I feel like anyone watching this right now is probably, if you have an idea and then you start digging into it and you're like, fuck, dude, everything's so expensive. Like, I don't have to take out a loan to like pursue this idea. Can't I just like save money for a little bit? But things have gotten wild. But I'm at the point now where we're just trying to line all of our ducks and just go for it and just fucking find a way to get these people here that want to contribute and learn from them and build something that we can provide like the sickest glass and glass accessories for anyone that like aligns or is into what we do here. And some of this joking stuff too, if I had the right team, then I could sell stuff like this, but I can't sit there and make, I would need people helping me with parts to do these because there's so much time in just measuring and parts. Once you made a few, you'd probably find faster ways of doing it, like anything. Like the first few times you do something, it's kind of a pain in the butt. Then you find ways of expediting and speeding up the process. But either way, with these, it's just pure, just lots of measurement. And measure twice, cut once. Measuring twice and everything takes extra time. And time is limited right now because I'm trying to do so many different fun things. I'm trying to have too much fun with glass. So many ideas. Honestly, like with all the change, because now it's been like 3 weeks since we had Cormac go to his new job, and it was like definitely like some like big changes, like just like getting used to like not having someone there all the time, but like also like I'm like, oh damn, okay, we're good. We're good. And now that's like why we're like already like now bringing some new people to like come in and help and stuff. Like I thought for a while there I was gonna be like, oh, like I'm weird. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be comfortable having anyone in my house yet, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like we're like I was like a pretty much an only child growing up, but I would assume that to me it would be related in a way where if you grew up with siblings and maybe you're the youngest or the middle child and then the oldest sibling is getting ready to go to college and they're not leaving for like a bad reason. No one's like mad at anyone, but the change. They're not in their bedroom anymore. They're not at breakfast anymore. That change must feel a little weird. Like, not that it's a bad or anything, but it's just what it is. And I think that's what it is for us here because we were used to someone's presence, you know, each week, and now it's not here. And I'm like, oh, it's weird, but it's also, it's okay. It's good. It's good. But man, change is weird though. Whether it's good or bad change, just all change is weird. We're figuring it out though, you know? Was that coffee? Whew. Yep. I like cream. And I don't need sugar if it's good coffee. If it's gross coffee, some sugar might be needed to cover up the burnt or grossness. This is pre-ground coffee. It's hazelnut flavored for sure. It's just what was in here. I wasn't willing to put the fancy beans in here. And that's the truth. That's the truth because I know I'm not drinking the whole cup, but it's proof of concept. That's all we were doing here. I'm gonna take a sip of water now. That's it. Uh-oh. It's fun though. This is a proof of like there's a lot of people that are like, it's cool, but like it's like really novelty. I'm like, yeah, dude, did I say for sale anywhere? I'm like, what I'm actually showing you is something that like I wanted. I bet that other people thought of. Someone thought something similar. And then I was like, dude, I'll make it so we can all just see it. Like collectively, right now, as a people that have access to social media and have a little bit of interest in 35, oh, not 35, but 30-year-old men smoking hash all day, I'll make the thing so you guys can check it out. I'm not even trying to sell it. I'm not trying to look for anything more like than a high five and be like, there it is, dude. That's that thing we all kind of thought of. Sick. Like, you know, and that's. I think that's how you start the chain of creativity. If one person takes the first step, they don't necessarily have to do all the work, but then like someone else can be like, oh, okay, and then they push it. And then, you know, not saying that there's gonna be coffee makers that you smoke weed through, that's just silly. But it's the concept of just that working like that, you know? I don't know. Either way. Very excited to start making big nails. The podcast will start becoming very, I mean, with how much hash I smoke. Now I'm gonna have access to fun concept nails. Like, don't get me quartz. Like, one stuff I'll make out of quartz. Like, I might accidentally invent something, or I might accidentally make someone's patented thing that's for like some sort of like, you know, semiconductor technology or whatever. And like, oh no, this is just for smoking hash. And they'll be like, actually, sir, if you flip it upside down, that's Johnson and Johnson semiconductor converter, whatever. And I'm like, oh, dude, I did not mean to make the exact thing. Just the way my brain was thinking about the terps, this made sense. And this is where we ended up. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But either way, we have the technology, we have the ambition, and I'm very interested to see what we fucking make. Because, of course, we can make some stuff. We can make Slurpees and Slurpers. We could do that. But I'm like, what else can we do? Because I've smoking these nails all day, and I'm like, if I could change things or if I could like manipulate things just to see what it does, we're gonna be seeing what things d be doing, is what I'm saying. We're gonna be trying shapes, we're gonna be trying things, and we're gonna be smoking them and just see what happens. Gonna be giving away a lot of nails by the end of this year to like different people on our Patreon and stuff. There's gonna be just like, because there's gonna be so much stuff that like is good work, but it's not something we're selling just because it was a tester. But like, I'm like, someone could smoke the fuck out of this, though, because we don't need all these nails. Yeah, there's gonna be some glass given away, that's for sure. Yeah, it's been, man, it's been crazy. The last Sunday sale was fucking wild. I got this is one of the pieces from it right here. This fucking triple Maria 10 mil double diffused RBR. I don't say mini double because it's basically the size of a 14 mil double, just a little bit skinnier. Made that ion for like the transparent sections. It's like a UV color. And then we used a group of colors that kind of like resembled the bright colors on the mystery machine from Scooby-Doo, you know. It was a fun project. Me and Pat worked on squishing, cutting color, doing in Calmos, shaping a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna take a dab on it right now real quick. This nail doesn't take much to warm up. This one though, I'll tell you what, that does take a minute to warm up. It's so such a thick nail. That's one thing I want to think about too with designing cords. It's like I love the thicker nails. It's what I prefer, but like, is everyone okay with sitting there heating their nail for a minute straight and dumping that much butane and being that loud and their torch gets super hot? Like, I'm trying to figure out like, how are most people smoking? I know it's disposables. A lot of people are just ripping vape pens nowadays. But if I were to encourage or show people quartz or like reintroduce or, you know, show like, so there's a lot of people that know all about quartz. There's a lot of people that have never even really seen this type of nail, like a slurper or anything. Like, to me, it's just like a normal thing. I'm just like, oh, everyone knows what this is. It's like a car. Like, it's, you just know what that is. There's a lot of stoners out there who've never seen a nail like this. Which means that like they just need to be introduced to it right, because it's one thing. I was talking the other day to one of my guys here. I was like, this industry has had so many cool and good ideas, but then they just disappear. And it's like, whereas like I feel like in other sectors of industry, a good idea happens and then people keep the good idea around for a few years or maybe a decade. It's like just a good idea. A lot of these really sick nails and good ideas and products lasted 6 months, or they were popular for a year. And then like something else came along. Like, that's one of the cool things about it. Like, well, I mean, it's bad, but one of the cool things about that is it's because like an industry is so competitive and everyone's pushing the envelope. But sometimes what happens is good ideas get pushed to the wayside and don't get revisited or don't get enough time to grow into what they were supposed to be, if that makes sense. It's like so many good ideas are coming out at once that like you just pick a few of them and the rest just get thrown out like they weren't good enough, but really it was just an abundance of creativity happening. And I think that there's a lot of unique things that happened over the last decade with hash and quartz and stuff that needs to be revisited and redone and done better. I think like anything, what happened was is someone came up with a specific type of nail. You can say it was Puke and Beagle, you can say it was Toro, who knows? Who knows who did what first with this type of stuff? I never really paid attention close enough with the quartz, exactly who was doing what first. I was always more focused on the Boro. But either way, like a lot of different nails have been made over since like these like types of nails have been made, but essentially everything kind of is shifted back to what the original design was for like these slurper style nails. And now everyone just does that just with their like name on it. And I'm like, that's cool, but like if every nail that looks like that's like $300+, like does that mean there's opportunity for someone to like redesign a new style nail with different intent and like function that's, you know, unique to itself and price it at a point that's like a little bit more affordable or obtainable? And it's hard. I've done the numbers on quartz. Fucking quartz material is expensive, dude. Like, I had no idea how expensive quartz tubing was. It's fucking crazy. For like 4 feet of quartz tubing, it's like $400 or $500 for like this little, like this, just this top part of this nail, like a 4 foot section of that, like $400 or $500. Like, that's a lot for quartz. Just making sure it's not an emergency. My kiddo had a doctor's appointment today and stuff, you know. Get a little text message, make sure everything's good. All right, get this warmed up so I can enjoy a dab on this piece. But yeah, I'm excited to play around with the quartz. But I see why quartz nails are as expensive as they are. But there's room there with creativity and hard work where I think someone could design something unique, different, and come out at a different price point that's more obtainable. And that's all I'm trying to say. And I hope that we can be one of those people. We have a lot of ambition here. Like the team is now shifting in a way where like there's just like kind of like crushers coming to us going like, I'm down to work fucking 12 hours a day. Like, I'm like, oh, you don't need to work 12 hours a day, but like I'm here for 12, 14 hours a day. So if you want to be too, that's cool. But there's just like, there's people that want it out there right now. And I think it's honestly because fucking has been easy the past, like since basically the pandemic, you know what I mean? Like for really anyone, except for unless you like owned a toilet paper factory or a pharmaceutical company, you probably aren't doing great. But either way, it's one thing you see when people are pushed to like, you know, like at least in my experience, like when I'm pushed to like, fuck, things are tough. Like I discover like things about myself with how hard I can crush and what I can accomplish when I'm put under some pressure. And I'm seeing like a lot of like-minded people kind of come out of the woodwork now that are like, let's build some shit together, dude. Like, let's build this tree fort. Let's build the sickest fort ever, dude. And then we'll invite everybody to it. It's going to be fucking sick. And that's what we're trying to do here. And it feels good having like new people in the picture as well, just because they bring that excitement. You know, like when you first get into something or first start doing something, or I don't even know, like really for me, like it's when I first got into a new video game or a new hobby, or maybe you go to like start something new and you're meeting new people. You have all that early, like new energy of excitement. Like, dude, that's like what the new people will bring. They bring like that, like, it reminds us all here, the guys that have been here forever, being like, oh damn, that energy of being like new, okay, I'm gonna take some of that and like, you know, run with it. Hopefully I didn't miss my dab. It should be good still. I heated up the nail pretty hot. We should be good. Oof. Oh. Some cherry pop pie crust. Oh my god. Dude. Sorry. Sorry, guys. You know, people, you ever have like people in your life that just try to bring their problems into your life, and you got things going pretty good, you got things figured out, your bills are paid, you know, you're showing attention to your family, you're trying to do basic things, and you're like, okay, I'm doing all right. And then someone tries to bring some bullshit into your life, and you're like, get out of here with that. I'm doing all right right now, get the fuck out of here with that. My goodness, that's what it seems like it's been like lately with people. I'm like, well, I'm handling all my shit, so now people gotta come at me with theirs. Get out of here. Darn knuckleheads, dude. That's how I feel about it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I had someone the other day like reach out and be like, oh dude, I'd love to see something new this year. Like, I love the RBR, but I want to see something new. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. I'm like, but what's that mean? Do you want to see something new you can buy, or do you just want to see something new? And if you want to see something new that you can buy, what's the price range that you're looking for something new in? So that I can design something that makes sense, because I can go crazy, dude. I can make it into a coffee maker. Like, are you going to buy it? Like, I can show you something new every week, but is it something you want? Like, what do you mean by new? But instead of getting sassy like that, I got a little sassy, I think, probably. Not, I wasn't mean, because he was like, he's stoked on the work. He just wants to see something new. And I'm like, but what's that mean? Because I'm sleep deprived, so I'm like really, really digging deep into what's that mean, something new, because I just posted this coffee maker and that seems kind of new. I haven't seen that yet. I've seen recyclers and things, like I've done things that other people have done and vice versa, but I haven't seen that, so that seems new, but not to him. Something new. So to me, I was like, here's what I need to do then. To me, what he's saying is, hey man, you made the RBR, it's been a daily driver, something people buy consistently and love. What's the next thing? Not something new, What's the next RBR? That's a lot of pressure. I mean, that's a lot of pressure. I think I know I can actually. And I have a few things floating around in my head. But I'm like, will they buy it? Will they really like it? And if I, and I feel like, oh man, it's, I overthought it again, sleep deprived here, guys, and overthinking something new. But either way, I have something new I'm going to, that I am working on. I have other new things too, like that giant RBR thing, but I'm not selling those. That's just something to go, what the fuck? And then like my peers to go, how'd you get the thing in the thing? And it's just fun. But something new that people can collect, that there can be series, there can be something better and more than what I've currently done. And I love that. That's refreshing. I needed it. And that's how I'm taking it. And I do have something that, well, I have a couple different new things. I just don't know if either thing would be a daily driver. I think here's how I've been thinking about new, and I won't go too down the rabbit hole, which I already have, so it is what it is. We're already there. But new. I can make a new shaped recycler, but it's just a recycler when you get down to it. What's a new category of function? I can make a dry piece for sure, a mini tube or a bubbler or a recycler or whatever. But new to me would be like conceptually maybe changing the way people look at function and the way water moves. But controlling water moving from one place to another, is that still just a recycler? Like, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm like, because, like, I have a book. I have whiteboards. I have things full of designs. I have components made for things that I could put together and make something that is very abstract and very cool. And I'm down. But is that just a cool like on an Instagram post? Or is that like a change in collectability where people are like, that's the thing? That's the new thing. And you only know if you try it, obviously. But some of this stuff, I don't have the time to pursue it in the capacity that it needs to be pursued. So if I release it in a way where I can't do it the way I want to do it, could be very easily hijacked and, kind of controlled by one of my colleagues in China. Or even in the US, which is fine. But it's also like, will that hinder me from really pursuing? Here's the thing, how I'm looking at it. I have, if you're into growing weed and stuff like that, I have some packs of some rare seeds. And I'm not ready to pop these seeds yet because I don't think I have the time to really show the genetics and all the ideas enough care that they need to blossom into the actual true potential that they are. And I would hate to grow them in a midsy way and then go, oh, genetics sucks, and then throw it away. And I actually just threw away a unicorn. But because I sucked at feeding the unicorn, now I'm blaming the failure of that unicorn because it's actually the user error on me. So my point is I don't have time to sow these seeds. I don't have time to till that field. I got a field of RBRs and silly quarts that need attending to. And until I have hands that can help me do all that, then maybe I can have someone take the reins over on the RBR project and I can go, okay, boys, I'm gonna go tend to the old with this crazy new field of ideas I have, and I'm going to work harder and develop them more and test them more than anyone else that's trying to do the same concept once I release it. Which is healthy, good, competitive stuff. That's what I want. Here's what it is. I wanna be able to play the game. That's exactly what it is. I'm scared if I put the new game board down and everyone starts playing the game, I won't have time to get good at it. And then when I go to try to play the game, everyone's gonna be better at the game I developed than me. Okay? I wanna start at the same spot as everybody. Right there, running side by side. And let's see who can do it better. It's what it is. And that's why I have a little selfishness there. I'm like, no, I don't wanna show them the new game until I'm ready to play it. And I'm not done playing this game yet. Like it's so, yeah. Okay. I'm a huge baby. Sick. Cool. That's fine. That's always the conclusion I come to by the end of most of these. I don't even need to film this. This is literally how I do it in my own head. Like when I'm trying to figure out what's new. What is new? Like, see, this is what happened to me. A nice comment from someone who loves the work, collects it, and wants something new. And I go crazy. And I'm like, what's new? I'm like scribbling on a whiteboard, like fucking mad person, dude. It's nuts. I'm like getting here wicked early in the morning and just like doing Bob the Builder shit again, which I shouldn't be doing, but I am. I'm like building out and fixing stuff and getting ready to expand some things in here. And I'm like, I gotta do this because this next idea, if I want to make this next piece, I need to be able to hook up my new saw that I've had for over a year and haven't used. I have a saw that I need to hook up it needs to be hooked up to a very specific plug in a special way, and I can't do it until I finish this fucking room. So I gotta finish the room so I can plug in the saw, so I can try to do the specific cut, so I can test the product to see if the idea conceptually makes sense that I've thought in my head. See if the water flows the way I think it's going to flow, and see if the weld goes the way I hope it goes. And if it does, I might make something that not only could be the next Daily Driver super sick new like idea, like concept on function, while simultaneously making something that's very hard to replicate, because I've built a manufacturing facility where I can do difficult things in a efficient way. If that makes sense. So where a lot of people that make this type of glass will like weigh out where their time's best spent. And I'm going to do things on some of this newer stuff over the next year and a half, 2 years that like, it's not going to be worth their time unless they invest into all of this and other people and have a whole team that's willing to help design. But it's going to be fun, dude. Like, Bear Mountain Studios was always supposed to be that. I wanted a group of people that wanted to try and build cool shit with me. I wanted to all build something together. Like I don't even need to be, like, yeah, like, my Instagram, like, that's what's grown things is the silly content and the They Did It account. But at the end of the day, like, I would love to someday just be another creative person at Bear Mountain. Like, I don't need to be the person. I'd actually much prefer if there was... Like, I literally said to someone today, there was, like, a delivery guy, and he literally asked me, like, where the boss was. And I was like, oh, he's not here right now. He had to take his dog to the vet. And then, like, Mike looks at me, and he's like, and I'm like, yeah, Pat's just the boss. I was like, I own this shit. It's, like, my thing, but he's the boss, dude. I was like, he's doing all the things. I was like, he just tells me what to do, and I make the thing. Like, that's what it is. Like, someone else be the boss. That's my point. Someone else be the boss. I just want a cool job. And that's why I've worked so hard to build this. So I had a cool place to work. Now someone else be the boss. Because I'm not a boss. I'm a creative person that needs a manager. I need someone managing me, which is a boss. I need a boss. So Pat is stuck being the boss. He's bossing right now. He's out there bossing. I hear him. He's out there telling people what to do. He's out there training people. It's nice. I'm grateful to have it. You know, all things are temporary. But in the moment, while I have it, I'm very grateful. It's very cool. And I have to remind myself of that. Because it's just what it is. God, that coffee is terrible. Horrible. Horrible. I can't wait to make a good one. After this, I'm going to get on my little Breville over there, make a little latte, dude. Oh, such a baby. I couldn't even for one, not even a full cup. This is probably a cup. This is a really wide piece of glass. But I couldn't even be a man for one cup, dude. You know, I couldn't even have a man coffee for one cup, dude. No. I did it for a second when I did the function video. And even after the video, I said to my guys, it was like I was a man for 10 seconds, dude. That is my last name, though, but I don't identify with that because I can't drink black coffee and I don't know how to hunt or fix a car. But damn it, I can make a good little water tornado, and you give me a Breville, I'll make you a latte. It'll change your life. Either way. And I know a lot about things that really don't matter, like obscure history, which if any of that's good, then sign me up. That really, I do worry about if we do and go into some apocalyptic scenario in my lifetime, what value I may bring if I am unable to make the pipes for the people. You know, I can cook. Maybe I could. Oh, I don't know. I better figure something out. But either way, for now, we're doing all right. Little water tornadoes, there's enough people out there that like the little water tornadoes, we're doing okay. So we're going to be all right for now. But it's going to be fun. Like I said, when I start getting into more of this scientific stuff and working courts and trying different crazy things, I may stumble upon something like, because here's the thing. About 6 months ago, I talked to my friend and one of my favorite comedians, Tim Butterly, about liquid-cooled computers. And I might have said something about it on here, but I'm doing a lot of research on liquid-cooled computers. And I have some ideas for just moving the liquid in a visually beautiful way and building like a really non-traditional computer housing that holds this whole thing together. It's made of like glass and some acrylic, but it's closed loop with the liquid flowing through the glass vessels I've shaped and tubing and piping and everything. But the way what I've understood about it, like there's some stuff we could do with turbines and vortexes and stuff that would be able to like piggyback other systems of the computer and like kind of do some really cool stuff and like visually, but also actually have a function too, not just visually look cool. So I really want to pursue some stuff like that, and I'm gonna keep learning about it. I'm actually probably going to buy a used like liquid cooled computer system, so like literally so I can like play around with the mechanics of it and just, you know, figure out how I would build something from the ground up. Because I used to order parts from Newegg and build computers back in the day, but this is not just plugging in like different, like, you know, fucking cards and chips and stuff. And like, it's not like that. This is going to be a little bit more, it's going to take someone who knows what the fuck they're doing, plus my creative thing I want to do, and then them helping me find a way. Like, well, we definitely want to get 3D printer set up here. We're also getting like some different stuff with like lasers. I don't know, man, for like engraving, for laser engraving stuff. I don't know. We're trying to like set up a place where we can take any idea for anything glass related, all the way from building like chandeliers that are 30, 40 foot tall. Like we could, I want to do like, if someone has an idea with glass, I want to be able to facilitate that idea here. Like, oh, we need to build that? Cool. Like, I'll rent a lift and we will build that giant thing. Like, it doesn't have to just be a pipe. However, if there's large projects like that, there will be a sneaky way. For example, you build a castle and then someone built like some like little feature in there where you pull a lever and there's like a little thing where a liquor bottle comes out or something. It's like that probably wasn't designed into the house, but the builder wanted to add that in. Very cool, unique little Easter egg to the home. You find that sometimes in older homes, shit like that. Just whatever. If I'm building this large project with someone that's not supposed to be a pipe, there may be a spot where, like, if you put a nail here and your mouth over here, you can smoke it. And, like, just this one part. Like, and it won't be, like, offensive or anything. It'll just be like, no one will know. I'll know. No one will know. It won't even be advertised. It'll be hanging, hopefully, in the lobby of a hotel. Someday I'll walk in there and I'll look up with my cane and I'll be like, that's a pipe. I got high through that. Like, none of these people know that I got high through that. It won't matter. I'll just look like a crazy person. It'll matter to me. Oh, I got a tear to my eye just thinking about it. Gotta have goals, people, you know? And that is mine. Sneaky paraphernalia, hidden. Hanging around the world. Oh, man. But either way, I think that we have a lot of ambition and fun things we want to do here. But it requires us just crushing, doing our thing, being creative, and trying to share it as best as possible with everyone, all you folks. Streaming setup is getting close. I'm literally waiting for a couple of parts for a lathe, but I might just move one of my other lathes to the bench that they're already running so that I can do some test runs of the live glass blowing and that whole thing I want to start pursuing and practicing. And it'll probably be similar to like the pod. Hopefully we can get the sound good where it like, because it's not going to be right by the fans, it should be able to be, we should be able to have me mic'd up in a way where like the sound is bearable for the folks watching. So you're not just hearing the torch screaming and stuff, so that I can talk like this, but also be like making some glass, telling you what I'm doing. A couple different, we're only doing two camera angles to start, but we do have goals to do more. But like anything, my wife was like, if you make some money from it, you can buy another camera. I was like, all right, we'll see what happens. And for now, I don't really care if it makes money. I just want to find a way to share the glass more. Because at the end of the day, like Instagram is only one place to share stuff. YouTube's only like, we gotta share it other places. And I think that some people nowadays, it's like the way people want to consume media and the way they actually want to watch things, like it's not necessarily how we were doing it 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. Everything's changed so much. I think you actually just have to make better shit nowadays too. Like, you really do. It's like there's so much to watch. I even find myself like some of my favorite podcasts, I still like will try to watch every week, but even sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'm just gonna watch a rerun of something else. Like, even though there's a fresh episode of something, I don't know what that is. Maybe it's just like overstimulated with content. But either way, I'm gonna contribute more to that. Why not? So I wanna show most of the glass stuff because there's a lot of cool things happening with glass. I wanna show like I'm trying to get all the guys on board so that like we can have days where like it's really like behind the scenes shit on Patreon where like I basically want a camera. Like, I gotta see if they're down. I don't know if they're gonna be down, but like I know two of them are gonna be down. I'm still trying to sell it to one of the other guys. I want to be able to walk around with this camera basically on me, like a three, like filming like most of the day and like have it like streamed and stuff. So like you're seeing like how our day-to-day, the builds are going, like how we're teamworking, like what we're problem solving when shit goes sideways, like. And I don't know, I think that there's some people that might find like value and a lot of interest in that stuff. So why not try it? It's all we can do. But yeah, either way, we have a drop coming up here at the end of February. It's gonna be the last Friday of February. Typically we do our drops on Sundays, but we don't have a Sunday right at the end of the month, so we're gonna do it the last Friday, which actually kind of works better because realistically, big picture, my wife has been kind of begging me to move drops to Friday evenings because she really doesn't like doing drops on the weekends because it takes away from her time with our daughter. And then she's like, then we're working or focused on the drop, and then we're not focused on our daughter. And I'm like, okay, so like we gotta be, we it's because you want to be a better parent. That's very, it's justified. That makes sense. But we're gonna do it on this first Friday, and we might start doing like one Sunday and one Friday a month and doing splitting up the drops a little bit and just doing them a little bit more frequently, just like not as big of drops because so many different things I want to work on. But this one at the end of the month is going to be the first full color Puffco peak tops of the year. I'm gonna do a couple honey jars, a couple of bloops. There's also gonna be the first drop of dry pieces for the year. So it's gonna be like Cavaliers, Dukes, Church Wardens, Tomahawks. What else? There's a couple new designs we're going to be dropping. Like we have like these square mouth Chillums. They're going to be like really killer price, but really just beautiful like collectible little one hitters. But yeah, it's gonna be like a dry drop Puffco top, and then we will probably have a couple RBRs on there just because there's a couple full color ones that I really want to make. And then yeah. And then we're getting ready for March, and hopefully March is the month where we start building out, like hopefully the whole room's done and we start building out the quartz end of what we want to pursue. And then hopefully by April we can do our first drop of quartz. The first drops we're gonna do of it. I mean, I wanna do it in April, but at the same time I'm like, I wanna like I'm gonna have to take so many dabs on so many different nails to have them ready by April. 'Cause like I have ideas, but you have to test shit. Like, so like even though like I think I have a good idea, like I might start smoking it and be like, I might find issues that I'm like, well, that's not what I wanted. Like, you know what I mean? 'Cause like it depends like on how hard someone hits a piece and this and that, but like I want to design something that has thought behind all those little factors. Like And like that's why we also might be able to like that's why we want to do quartz too, because when we're doing juggernauts and these giant pieces, I want to be able to offer like special nails for these huge pieces, like a big nail that's good under high vacuum with good airflow that's designed for that giant piece, so you can have a good time and everything rips properly. Like I want to be able to service these nails. You guys understand if we're doing quartz here, we're going to be also able to do quartz restoration. That means taking your Chaz bangers and making them crystal again. Do you understand that? I don't want to. I mean, no, anyone that's made it this far loves me. So I'm going to say this. If you got water stains in a piece or anything, we're going to have the technology here, a vat of chemicals that I'll have to wear full suit to do. But I'll fucking. Those, it's going to come out crystal. We're going to be able to like clean things and get to stuff to make things like so crystal and sharp. Like the things that we're going to be able to do with like. Having new people here that are real like professionals for other from other parts of other industries, like it's a crazy thing, dude. I'm like this like stoner Willy Wonka character, I feel like at this point. And like all these other people are like not smoking weed. Like what happened? Dude, at one point it was like me and like everyone else just ripping dabs all day and be like, we gotta get something done, man. Like, fuck, dude. We gotta get something done, man. And now it's like everyone's like professionals and everyone has pretty much stopped smoking except for me and Mike. And at least they're not smoking at work. They're like smoking after work. They're like really taking their job seriously. Very cool. very cool. But don't think that my marijuana, no, don't think that my weed doing is a reflection of me not taking my job seriously. I take my job very seriously. You saw me make coffee earlier. And smoke through it. Understand. Take my job very seriously. All right, that was fun, everybody. Episode 165, the coffee maker. I didn't even get to hit this 14 mil. I'm honestly super stoned, but I've been very chatty today. It was fun. I'm gonna hopefully finish this crazy RBR. Hopefully by then, and this comes out, it's done. You've seen it. We're all hyped. We're high-fiving and smoking it. Hopefully, I'm not sad and just going. Damn, I told everyone about that piece and it didn't work out, and now I look like a total idiot. But either way, I mean, lessons will be learned, and that is winning because that's obtaining something. Just trying to not lose. That's really it at the end of the day. But hope you all have a great day. Last Friday of the month, I want to say it's the 28th, maybe Friday the 28th. I could be fucking wrong. I think it's Friday the 28th. It's our last drop of the month. Puffco Peak tops, some dries, a couple RBRs. Nothing huge, but like some unique stuff. So watch the page. I might even ask for some requests if people have some, but I have like so many things I want to make. It's just like I'm waiting till fucking like April, May, June, July to make all these crazy, crazy pieces because it's still the beginning of the year. You know, I don't want to like to go too crazy too early. We already made the coffee maker. Come on. All right. Hope you all have a great day. Thanks, everybody.